The $7 million plan for controlling Asian carp includes several new wrinkles. Charlie Woolley is deputy regional director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says a lot of work will focus on a canal that links the Illinois River, where carp are abundant, to Lake Michigan, where the hungry carp could start to disrupt the Great Lakes ecosystem. Woolley says besides netting and shocking to sample for carp in the canal,
we're also going to start in the Chicago Sanitary Ship Canal to look for possible Asian carp spawning. And that would mean we're going to be out looking for Asian carp eggs or Asian carp juveniles.
Woolley says there will also be more sampling for the carp's DNA. He contends a new underwater electric barrier in the canal is working fine, but he says researchers will also tag some other fish species near the barrier.
The Army Corps of Engineers has tagged small common carp with radio tags, and they're watching those fish as they approach the electrical barrier to see if any of them actually go through the barrier. And to date, they've had thousands of recordings from these small surrogate fish, and nothing has moved through the barrier, which is good news.
Woolley says the governments will also make use of an underwater camera and have also contracted with commercial anglers to harvest more Asian carp from the Illinois River. The carp response plan falls short of some things that environmental groups have wanted. Those measures include keeping closed some locks in the Chicago waterway system and permanently disconnecting the inland rivers from the lake. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.